Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the fifth day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masech de Gidden, Perek Tashii, Mishnah Base. This is based on the principle that we learnt already before, that a person has, when he makes a get to his for his wife, it has to be completely remove his jurisdiction over her. He can't have any what we call shiur in the get, shin yud vav resh. That means nothing missing, nothing. It should be, he can't have any hold on her still. So if he makes exclusions, for example, that could be a problem in the get, and we're going to learn about that here in the Mishnah. Hariat muteres l'chaladam. If a person suppose megarish his wife and he says, you are mutter to any person you want to marry, except for ella la abba o levicha, except for your father or my father. You can't marry your father or my father. La achi o lachich, my brother or your brother. La eved, you cannot marry the eved, a goisha eved, a goisha can eved kanani, vela nochri, or just stam a goy. Ulachol mi she ein la olav kiddushin. And in fact, to any you are, he says, you excludes any person who anyway cannot have kiddushin for this with this woman, even if she was not married. Kosher, the get will be kosher. That's not called excluding anyone or excluding from the get. Why is it not called exclusion? Because he's effectively being mater her. He's been making it permissible to marry any man she likes, and the people that he excluded were anyway excluded. Even if she wasn't a nashas ish, they were a married woman, should be asura to them. And kiddushin has no hold on her. And therefore we say that he hasn't made an exclusion of the get. He hasn't shown any control over her still, and that's fine. Now, what's common about all of these cases that we mentioned? That they cannot make kiddushin on his wife or any woman, for any Jewish woman, for example, or any relative like that. A father can't have kiddushin with his daughter. A father-in-law can't. A brother can't with a sister. So what he said was of no consequence. It doesn't spoil the get at all. But there are certain relationships that, although they are prohibited, but if kiddushin was made, it's valid. Is there an issur? Absolutely. But is the kiddushin valid? Yes. And if he excludes them, then there will be a problem for the get. As the Mishnah continues, Hariat muteres l'chol adam, if he says to her, you are permitted to marry any man after this get or with this get, ella almona l'kohen gadol, except for a kohen gadol, when she's a widow. An almona for a kohen gadol. Let's say she was a widow, and he says, you cannot marry a kohen gadol. Or grusha v'chalutza l'chon edyet. Or let's say she was a grusha, she happened to be a divorcee or a chalutza, and he says, you cannot marry a kohen. Now, these are forbidden relationships. But if a kohen does marry grusha, the marriage is valid. It's osur, it's prohibited, but it's valid. And child born from such relationship will be a chalal, etc. A kohen gadol also cannot marry an almana, but if he does mekadosh almana, the kiddushin is valid. Mamzeres unasin liyisrael. Or if she was a mamzeres, or she was in a sinner. Mamzeres is, of course, born of a relationship that is chayv koras. Or nasina is, if she was one of those Gibeonites that were converted in the days of Yeshua, they were called nasinim because that means placed, from the word nasan. Yeshua placed them in positions of woodchoppers and water drawers, and he made a gzeirah. He made a decree, and so did King David afterwards, that it's forbidden to make a chasna with them. But again, in all these cases, or Bas Yisrael and Mamzer and Nosin, or the other way around, she might have been a Bas Yisrael, and he says, you cannot marry a Mamzer or a Nosin. Or l'chol mi sheyesh la'olav kiddushin, or anybody else that he excludes, that kiddushin would be effective if she was a pnu, if she was a free girl, if she was not married. The kiddushin would be valid for being done to her. I feel about avera, albeit the fact that the kiddushin would be done by an avera, so over love, in all these cases, posel. The get will be unfit. Why? Because he hasn't released her to everybody that she should be released to. He's kept a little bit of a control over her still. That's what we call shiur. There is something remaining in his power in the hatter of the get. And therefore the get is possible. It's invalid. Now, it's interesting that the Mishnah mentions the cases of a widow to a kohen gadol or grush v'chalutz chan hadyet. Now, really, we have here a woman who would anyway be ushered to the kohen gadol because she'd be a divorcee, and even to a kohen hadyet because of the divorce that he's giving her now, and therefore she doesn't need to be a previous almana and a grusha to be ushered to them. So really, it's possible, however, that the Mishnah wants to tell us a chiddush that even though she was a definite almana or a grusha before this whole event occurred, it would still be a shiur beget. It's still called remaining. He's keeping some of his control over her because, again, these are only chiyuv elavin. They're only a loisase, the prohibition of marrying a kohen gadol, an amon, or a grusha, that is only a lav, and therefore kiddushin would be effective if they did it. And by excluding these cases, he has not given a proper get. Mishnah Gimel. Gufo shel get. What is the main body of the get? What's the text? Hariat mutaras l'chol adam. You are, behold, you are mutter to any man. That's the Tanna Kamma says this. That's the basic part of the get. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says that you also have to write v'dein diyehevi l'chiminoi, and this thing that I'm giving you from me, sefer tiruchin, a book of divorce, vigurus shibukin, and a letter of shibukin, of leaving, forsaking, beget biturin, and it's a get that says goodbye. This will be from you. This will be for you from me. A sefer of divorce, of complete cutting off. Limahach lihisnasva. To go and get married to any man you desire. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you do not add these words, and you only write, like what the Tanna Kamma said, Hari at muteres l'chol adam, that you're mutter to any person, well, there's no proof that he's actually using this document as a get. Maybe it means, if it just says you are mutter to any man, maybe it means my words. Maybe it's by just saying to you, you're divorced. And that clearly doesn't do a divorce. Saying to a woman, you're divorced from me, or you're mutter, that does nothing. The shtar, the document then, would only be a proof. The document has to be more than a proof. The get has to be the actual vehicle of making the get of the divorce. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says to him, to demonstrate that, it has to actually say in the body of the text, through this document that I'm giving you from me, it'll allow you to go and get married, etc., etc., and it'll be your get, it'll be said Girushin. To make it clear that this get is the get that's the instrument that's making her a divorcee, a Girusha. The Chacham hold that's not needed. Chacham said that even if he didn't write these words, that this document that I'm giving you, etc., the very writing of the get and handing over the get is sufficient evidence that it's with this get he's divorcing you. The halacha, however, is not like the Chacham. The halacha here is like Rabbi Yehuda, that one does have to say that in the get. Now the Mishnah turns to a different type of a get, not a get for a wife, but a get for an eved, a get shichra, as it's called, a bill of freedom. Gufo shel get shichra. What is the main nusach? What is the main text of a shtar with which the master gives to his eved and divorces and gives him freedom? Hari at baschoirin. He says, you are a free man or free woman. Hari at laatzmech. You are on your own. You are on your own now. That's good enough. That makes it clear that it's a shtar shechor. Now, it's interesting the feminine is used here, baschorin, or at le'atzmech. So some say that the Mishnah uses the feminine because it talks about a shifcha, because we talked about get for a woman. So now we talk about a parallel to a woman in a shechor, which would obviously be a shifcha knanis, a female maidservant, a knanite maidservant. Others, however, learn a different girsa in a Mishnah. They say, they read the words in their Mishnah, the girsa is Hari at ben choirin and Hari at la'atzmecho, using the masculine, you are a free man and you are an independent man. And then they're talking about an avid Kanani. Aye, what about the fact that it says at? That's not an issue, they say, because in Aramaic, instead of the word ata, one uses the word at. And that also applies to man as well. At ben chorin, at la'atzmacha is perfectly suitable for a male servant as well, especially in Aramaic.